From building a business we're talking about to creating best-in-class client experiences, we're here to explore what it takes to make sure you're top of mind and get the referral every time. Join me as I interview some of the most innovative and inspiring business owners in the online space and discover how you can create more opportunities to ensure your clients are thrilled with your work and make you the obvious choice to send their friends to. It's time to stop going it alone and start transforming your star power into staying power. I'm Dusty Arab, and you're listening to Referral Worthy. Let's get started. Welcome back to Referral Worthy. Today, I am here with Nina Nelson, the owner and founder of Tiny Enterprises, where she does small town local marketing. She does Spartan races and tours in Italy. She makes gluten-free cookies that are so delicious. I have a little bag of them by my bath. Nina, is there anything you don't do?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't draw. That's it.
I love
That's
it.
My brother.
I mean, like the rest of the family had to get something, right?
Yes, I had to share. So they get that.
So I feel like it is important for me to preface this episode with the fact that, first of all, you're my best friend. And second, that the way we met was actually a result of you purchasing my very first product I ever created online, a book you can no longer find or buy called The Minimalist Mom. And following up on that, like after you had read it, was how we became friends. So as far as like generalist women who hang out on the internet and go there to make friends, I feel like you and I are like the poster children for this.
Oh my gosh, seriously. It's the best place to find people because locally I had the hardest time, at least then. So yeah, the internet was like such a saving grace for me. It's huge.
Absolutely. So talk to me about when you first started working online.
Oh my God, dude, it's been like 17 years. I've been doing the math and I'm like, oh shit. So it's been 17 years and that's when I found you. So we are both internet crones, which I think we look really wonderful for being internet crones. But it was in 2008, I had started a blog because I had three children at that time. My baby at the time had just been born and I really desperately wanted to get out of debt so I could stay home with them because I hated my job. I don't do well at jobs. I always work myself out of them. They're always boring after a little while. And I was like, I just want to stay home with my kids. So I was like, I'm going to get out of debt, like all that. And so I started a blog. And then like over time, that blog grew and it kind of morphed into me doing web design.
But you didn't just do web design when you got started. You actually had a really interesting model. So talk to me about what all you did to monetize that blog.
What did I do? What didn't I do, really? So I was always reluctant to do ads. I eventually got there and I still like ads aren't my favorite. I really would rather not have them, but they paid bills. I did some sponsored posts. I wrote some ebooks. I got those in some bundle sales that actually ended up doing really, really well for me. Got in front of a lot more people, really expanded my audience. I had made some products. I know at one point you and I had done like some curated gift boxes, which was fun.
Oh my God. I hadn't thought about that.
Remember? Got together and made them and shipped them out. That was fun. God, what else? I did some VA work. I've done so many things and mostly like it was partly trying to figure out how to make money and like get this thing to work for me, but also partly like, I don't know if you talk about human design on this podcast at all, but like that has really helped me understand myself as a manifesting generator, like, and as an Enneagram 3, as a Leo, like all the things that I've learned about myself, like I'm not good at doing just one thing. Like, you know, I don't know how many times I've messaged you and be like, dude, I feel like my soul is dying. And it's always when I try to pigeonhole myself and say, well, I have to do this one thing or I have to do this one thing. So I guess I've had the most success as a generalist, just like saying, oh, that sounds fun. I'm going to try it. And either being like, nah, hate it, not doing it ever again. Like teaching yoga, turns out I hated that. But like so many things came up. So I was like, yeah, I actually really enjoy this. And it worked for me.
Okay. So talk to me about all of the things you're doing for money right now. What's the list?
Okay. I'm not selling pics of my feet on the internet. And I think that's about it. Although I've talked about an OnlyFans for my lips. So who knows? We might do it. But right now I coach CrossFit locally. I run CrossFit classes. I do nutrition coaching. And then I also am like, I'm basically like her right-hand woman. Like I help do admin stuff. I've gotten away from a lot of the marketing stuff just because there was so much. I do customer support. I run I'm operations manager at the gym. So that's like my in-person gig where I get to see people and not just be a total hermit, because I would do that. And I have done that. So I had to do something with people. And it's really fun because I get to yell at people every single day, which I love. I was made for that. Oldest child right here. So that takes a lot of my time. Number two, I do marketing and web design, mostly locally now. So I work with quite a few small businesses here in town, small town where I live in Central Oregon. And I'll start with web design, but a lot of them, I do extra like maintenance on their websites, web support. I have a few of them who like monthly, I just take care of the backend stuff for them if they need it. So there's that. I do their hosting too. Like I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that for you.
You know, I actually want to stop there for a second because yeah. I feel like that is such a great model there to, first of all, bloom where you're planted, because you really did make a transformation from going to not feeling integrated in your community, having small kids. Like there's nothing more isolating than that, particularly if you're not a churchgoer or something like that. And I know you bounced in and out basically just for the community for a while before we've all recanted. But I love that you have brought something to a small town that is so desperately needed, not just bringing them online and making them easier to find, because your community is actively growing. The town where Nina lives is about 45 minutes from Bend, Oregon, which it's become like a magnet for Californians, among other things. And it really is a beautiful, beautiful place to live. So being able to be found when you're like that last real town before you get to at least Redmond is so important. And to have somebody locally who you can actually go sit down and have a cup of coffee with and make some of this stuff not so scary for those folks, that is so critical. And I feel like that is just a huge opportunity for so many folks in small towns.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So for the longest time, there was one place doing web design locally and they're terrible. Like I was like, okay, let me look at this. Let me see what they're charging, because they were charging easily five times what I was charging. So I'm like, they must be really awesome. So I asked around, I got a few samples of their websites and I was like, this is terrible. Like it's not user friendly. There's no marketing here. The copy is shit. Like it's not pretty. Like I was just like, what the heck, you guys? Why is this okay? I was like, okay, I'm doing stuff online. I like working with people around the world. That's fun. But I'm like, I really would like to, like you said, like go down to the coffee shop and have coffee with my clients. Or like what I really love now is if I go downtown, like I can just bounce in and out and say hi to my clients and get some shopping done and, you know, see my brother, like all that stuff. And I have the best time. I'm like, oh, that was all tax deductible. And that was really, really fun. And I love getting to chat with them because I love the people I work with. So that's been really helpful. But yeah, it was like this massive hole to fill. Like there was nothing here. I mean, we have some stuff over in Bend, but even that, I've looked at it and I'm like, it could be better. It could be a lot more helpful. So we needed it here.
I love that. You really have been so good in your community about finding openings that matched what you needed and just creating that space for yourself and for others. I mean, I got to say, like, I mean, now your brother has the tattoo shop down in Madras. Yeah. Like, that's incredible to me. Like, you really helped pave the way for that. And not just that, but your mom just had her 2-year anniversary of her coffee shop.
I know. I'm so excited. We're taking over Madras. That's our 10-year goal is... A little Mexican-American takeover. So
I love it. Tiny enterprises doing a tiny takeover. Okay. So when you think about all of the things you've done, what do you wish you knew way back when?
Oh my God. I love that question. So back then, like you met me, like I was timid. I was really shy, like didn't really connect with a lot of people. And what I wish I would have known was that it was all about connections. And it was all about confidence to just come out and be like, hey, I have this business. Can you check it out? I think it was really good that I had the internet to get started with that. I did some network marketing. Oh yeah, I also did network marketing. I forgot about that. I had built like a whole doTERRA team.
You made a lot of money doing that.
I did. It was great. I still make money doing that. I like my passive income, like every month, I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. I haven't done this in years.
That's so cool. People shit on network marketing, man. But man, if you're a builder, like you really can kill it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I was able to do that like as a really shy introvert, just writing on the internet. But like, if I was doing that again now, I would do so much more in-person stuff. I would teach so many more classes. I'd do so much more video. I'd be more comfortable talking to people. And mostly when I started, I just didn't have much confidence. And now I'm like, fuck it. I talk all day about this stuff. I mean, I have a lot to offer. Why wouldn't I? And I really want to help people. So I think that, like, knowing, just being confident in what I offer and knowing that I can help people, getting over that imposter syndrome of, oh, you know, they're doing it better. They know better than I do. And actually, I do know quite a lot and I can really help you. Knowing that and then just connecting with people, like everything I do. So I also started a food truck last year. I failed to mention that. That was another thing that was missing in our town. We had no good Italian food. So I was like, well, we need good Italian food. I'm going to do that. That's been really fun. I made more money than I thought I was going to in the last year, which was awesome. And I've really been able to turn that into something that works really well for me and hit a lot of my clients or clients like web. Everything I do is just from my connections. It's from people knowing me and the ones that love me. They're like, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to support any business you do. I tell my friends about you. The ones that don't like me stay far away, which I'm so happy about. Like, I don't want to deal with those people at all. Like, I'm very much like, stay away. I don't want to serve you. But yeah, confidence and connections, in my opinion, and like learning that most of the stuff you're dealing with is imposter syndrome and it's absolute bullshit. So reach.
Okay. So, I mean, I feel like we've answered this, but I'm mostly curious about the back end question on this. So where do you get your clients? And if you had to start from scratch today, how would you find your first 10 clients?
First 10 clients. Those two things I just said. So like thinking about my food truck and thinking about how I've picked up like locally trying to do marketing stuff. I would just talk to my friends, be like, hey, I'm doing this thing. I know I've helped you in the past. Would you please tell your friends? And I should say too, that my friends, my connections that I have, like every single friend that I have is a successful business owner. And I think that that's not by accident. Like, I definitely believe that you become a lot like the people that you hang around. And I genuinely just want to hang out with people that I think are cool, especially ones who are doing what I want to be doing or who are doing what I am doing, so that when we get together, it's not just hanging out with a bunch of people complaining about their 9 to 5 and how life sucks and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you've done that. You know how frustrating it can be. I mean, that's why I had such a hard time connecting with people before, because my mindset was so different than a lot of like local moms even. So all of my connections are well connected. Like, they have the mindset that I'm looking for. They're all about growth. They have resources that they can point me to. And so if I was starting again, I think it would just be a matter of me being confident in what I have to offer and asking, hey, would you be willing to try it? And would you be willing to spread the word? And I really, 100%, I'd get 10 clients easily. And that's what I've done in the last year with other stuff too. So it works for me.
I'm so obsessed with that, because it feels like, because you've started so many things, you've almost had to start from scratch in so many ways, because your businesses are in all of these different arenas. So like, you've really almost refined that process. Like, yes, there you have some common people there, but I love the idea of other people as expanders for who you want to be. I'm like going through the To Be Magnetic program right now, and they talk about that a lot, like finding more of the people who are doing the things you want to be doing or have like some piece of that at least. And to be able to find that locally, even in a small town, like what incredible proof that it's possible no matter where you're from, where you live, any of that.
Yeah. And I have to say too, that it starts with yourself and being willing to be that person. Cause okay, you've met my dad. My dad is just this outgoing guy. Like, he knows everyone. I remember, so there's like this big tire company, Les Schwab. And my husband went with my dad there like 17 years ago, 20 years ago. It was right after we got together. And my dad walks in, and it was like, you know, when Norm walks into Cheers, hey, everybody is excited to see him. And he's like, hey, where's this guy? And they're like, oh, he's in the back. So my dad just walks through the place like he owns it, as my dad does. And my husband's just like, Luis, I don't think we're supposed to be back here. My dad just looks at it and he's like, of course we can be back here.
Sit down, son.
Sit down, son. Yes, let me show you how it's done. But I remember, like, before, I used to want to be like that. I was like, I want to be magnetic like my dad. And I had another friend around that time. I was like, I just noticed about them, like, people love to hang out with them. They were so like, they were so outgoing. They made you feel seen. They were fun to be around. And it was like, that's who I want to be. I want to be someone where when I walk into a room, people are excited. And I think that, like, having to transform myself, having to, like, all the mindset work I had to do, it's like, so now, like, I go out to karaoke in my local town and I walk in and the KJ is like, yes, and like runs over and hugs me. The bartender is already pouring my drink because she knows what I'm going to have. And all the people there, like, as a Leo, like, dude, you know how I'm like, oh my God, this is the best. So good. But there was a lot of stuff I had to cultivate in myself to be that person. And so, like, just taking that though and like realizing, oh, I can turn this outward and ask people for help. And now they're so willing. They're so willing to help me because they know, like, they know who I am. They know that I'm going to give high quality. They know that I'm not going to shaft them. I'm going to deliver and I'm going to over deliver. So I think how you present yourself and how you are as a person is just really huge in that. So,
okay. So these last two questions are ones that I ask everyone who comes on the podcast. And I've been debating how to ask this one because usually I ask, how can your specialty make a small business a referral magnet? But for you, instead, I want to be like, how can diversifying and being a generalist make you a referral magnet?
Ooh. Okay. So I was thinking about that. And I think a lot of it comes down to who you are as a person and being the one that people are like, yeah, well, of course I can go to Nina for this. So if she opens this, I'm going to go to that. So I think it really comes down to, like, if you consistently show people that we're going to give them high quality service, product, whatever, that you're consistently going to be like giving them great customer service, that they know if something goes wrong, you're going to do whatever you can to fix it, that you're just generally someone that people want to hang out around. It just makes it, in my opinion, so much easier for people to listen when you're telling them about something. And if you come out with something else, they're like, oh, absolutely, I'm going to try it. So I think for me, it's just been more like, as a generalist, my specialty has really been in defining myself and who I am and just making sure people know that and just getting in front of the right people. So
I love that. Okay. So last but not least, what makes a business referral worthy to you?
Ooh, I'm going to say quality for sure. Like consistent quality, not just one time I went there and it was great. And then after that, it sucked. And then the people, like if I connect with whoever it is that I happen to interact with, like that's it for me. It's connections and quality for sure.
Nina, I'm always happy to talk to you, but thank you so much for coming and sharing some of your genius on Referral Worthy. And for anyone who wants to connect further with you, where can they find you?
Oh, find me on Instagram, Nina H. Nelson. That's going to be the easiest way. I've got links to everything on there.
And very importantly, very, very important. And I'm going to make sure it's in the show notes. There's actually a secondary Instagram completely dedicated to none other than Nina's tiny horse. She lives on a big ass piece of property and there's a fucking tiny horse in the backyard running around named Simone, like Nina and Simone.
Nina and
I just, I need everyone to enjoy that as much as I do.
Starting that page for her has just been the best because people are like, oh my God, I love seeing what Simone did today. I'm like, me too. I'm so glad you love it. So, yes, definitely. You have to follow Simone. She's the real star.
Right. Follow me, but also Simone.
Simone, for sure.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Nina.
Thank you.
Is your business referral worthy? Take the quiz at thereinvention.co/quiz to find out and get specific, actionable tips to take your business from best kept secret to book solid. Thanks for listening to Referral Worthy. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.